910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and it's day three of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Minnesota Governor and VP nominee Tim Walz will address the crowds tonight, just over 2 weeks since Kamala Harris picked him to join the ticket. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is there.
When Tim Walz takes the stage behind me later tonight, he has this national audience where he gets to really introduce himself for the first time. We're told that it'll be an enthusiastic speech, a joyful speech. That's a word, of course, this campaign keeps leaning in on, but that it'll be personal, where he talks about his background as a member of the National Guard, but then a football coach, a teacher, before running for Congress.
Republicans Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance campaigning together in North Carolina. It is Trump's first outdoor rally since the assassination attempt in July. The Secret Service adding bulletproof glass around the podium. And longtime Democratic New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell has died, his family announced. He served 14 terms in Congress. Pascrell was 87. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Public Schools held its third annual Unity in Our Community event on Tuesday ahead of the new school year. According to a Northern News Now report, the yearly event aims to celebrate the end of summer and mark the beginning of the new school year for families. Students who attended the event were able to get vaccines, free backpacks and school supplies, and even some clothes donated by community partners. The event also gives families a chance to connect with their children's teachers and school staff before the new year starts. Duluth residents were unable to hit the water at Park Point Beach over the weekend after water testing showed elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the tests are conducted twice per week from Memorial Day through Labor Day weekend to ensure the water is safe for residents. Officials say the bacteria levels dropped dramatically on Monday, and they were able to lift the advisory at the beach. The levels of the E. coli bacteria can be affected by precipitation and temperature. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched seven innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked third in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. Just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Super sunny today and comfortable, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 70s alongside calm winds. As we stay clear tonight, we drop crisp, and a few more clouds will be out there tomorrow. Under partly sunny skies, we'll hit highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall, Cunnamulla.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Chihuahua.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba here, as Terry Barr said, on location at the United Center in beautiful Chicago, Chi-Town, here in northern Illinois, on the banks of the Lake Michigan area. It is beautiful. It is the 21st of August, 2024. It is Wednesday, Mr. Zomers. It is...
Haunted!
Wow. The camel apparently is still in the toilet. It didn't make it to the set on time.
He's doing his best, all right?
Great reverb by the camel here in Chicago. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, by the way. We are here with our friend, our colleague, our co-host for the week, like myself, a former Republican and now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson, native of River Falls, Wisconsin, hockey player extraordinaire, looking dapper today, by
Thanks.
The way.
That's good to say.
Yeah. I helped Trigvi. We talked he about did. This yesterday. Yep. He needed a little help, and his wife said, you're not shopping for yourself unless you got a woman or a gay man. And I said, well, here I am.
Right.
So we helped him out. We went to Macy's, and he looked fantastic.
Yeah, I do.
Do you feel good?
Yeah. Do I feel good?
I'm concerned about you. I like my guest, yes, my co-host, to feel good about coming on the show.
Oh, yeah, I feel good about coming on the show.
Maybe less so now. I'm not sure. Big show today. Let's bring on, let's improve the program a little bit. Our friend, our colleague, the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8, and himself here in Chicago, right across the town here in his beautiful hotel room, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Mr. Kreitlow, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good, but I mean, I walked 5 blocks up to the Target on Wabash and Madison to get myself a couple of shirts. And I seem to have been able to pull that off all by myself just fine. But I'm good otherwise. I'm good.
Well, you know, I mean, we all have our gifts and talents, right?
Yes, so. We do. Yes.
And you're used to working in TV for so very many years, so it all comes naturally to you, Kreitlow.
Oh, I mean, let's not give all the credit to TV. I was a perfectly capable fashionista once upon a time.
Big show in addition to Mr. Kreitlow and Mr. Olson. We have, coming up a little bit later, the wonderful, the talented, the phenomenal Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is a candidate for the 8th Congressional District in Northeast Wisconsin. She's going to be right here next to Trigvi at the table. Then at 1 o'clock, in the 1 o'clock hour, they used to call him Billy Mack. At one time, the youngest chief of staff to Wisconsin governor, was secretary of the Department of Commerce under Tommy Thompson, and owner of the Janesville Jets hockey team, Bill McCosher, will be here. And then at 1:30, Mr. Wonderful John Nichols, formerly of the, well, still of the progressive, a great author, a great writer, a great journalist, has his hand in all things Democratic and politics. John Nichols will be here at 1:30. Big show today, but we start off with Pat Kreitlow. Pat, tell us how you've been, and what are your thoughts?
Big show today, but... But we started off the bat quite low.
It's our leadoff hitter.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'll go with that. It's gone well. I mean, I am working a convention for the first time. I attended one as a delegate in 2008 in Denver. And I am here to tell you that the former is much more friendly to biology than the latter, which is sleep deprivation and constantly being on the move and equipment that may or may not cooperate with you. It's still a great experience. But, you know, all things being equal, I'd rather have a goofy hat on and sit in the delegate section. Did they not make that a real party last night?
It was a fantastic party. It was absolutely a fantastic party. And I've been bumming around with Trigvi Olsen here, and I got to keep listening to, well, you know, when you're a BFD and have a VIP pass to get to go anywhere, like on the McCain campaign, this really sucks not being able to go wherever I want. Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been listening to.
There's so many levels, but when you know that you've arrived when you're staying in one of the hotels where you have to have a credential and a pass to get into the hotel itself. Yeah.
Yes.
And big fencing is all around the hotel.
It's tough being on the outside looking in.
There is such a hierarchy. You think that you're all that because you've got a pass to get to the corridors of the convention center. But, you know, then the people who have floor pass look down on you. But guess what? The people who have a stage pass look down on them. And then there's the people who have the backstage pass. And, I mean, they're God. You know?
Yeah.
So there's always somebody to remind you're not king of the
privileges.
Right, right.
With escort privileges, Pat.
And remember, we're at the Democratic convention, not the RNC, so escort here has an entirely different meaning.
I was not going to make a Rob Lowe joke or anything like that. You guys didn't.
Let's get to the happenings last night, gentlemen. Mr. Zomers, and by the way, the fantastic Mr. Zomers back behind the board for us today. We always appreciate him at the world headquarters back in Madison. Mr. Zomers, let's go down to this Goldilocks cut, because Michelle Obama, I thought, blew the roof off the dump, to use a Letterman phrase last night. I thought she had the best speech of the night. And this, I think, was an important message to Democrats. I want to get both your takes on this. Here's Michelle Obama from last night.
Everyone has enough. So no matter how good we feel tonight or tomorrow or the next day, this is going to be an uphill battle. So folks, we cannot be our own worst enemies. No. See, because the minute something goes wrong, the minute a lie takes hold, folks, we cannot start wringing our hands. We cannot get a Goldilocks complex about whether everything is just right. And we cannot indulge our anxieties about whether this country will elect someone like Kamala instead of doing everything we can to get someone like Kamala elected.
I thought that was a great clip. Pat Kreitlow, longtime Democrat, was one time a state senator on the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin. What is your take on this? Because I love that phrase. I thought it was a message to, look, we can have diversity within our party. We can have questions and debate, but we need to come together and can't Goldilocks it. I thought that was beautiful.
Oh, that speech was an instant classic, not just for that section, but the section about most people don't enjoy the affirmative action of generational wealth. Mm-hmm. There was also the provision about maybe Donald Trump doesn't know that he's running for one of those black jobs that he talks about all the time. It was just immediately a classic speech. And in that particular portion that you played there, could not have done a better job of doing the thing that I talked about the past couple of weeks here with Democrats in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. And folks will recall in my show, I asked William Garcia, the chair of the 3rd Congressional District Democrats, do you pledge to be the chief butt kicker for anybody who didn't like the way the primary turned out, you know, whoever candidate it was, because I asked him this before the primary, and start kicking butts on people who go, well, my candidate didn't go through, so I'm not going to work as hard as I could. And I still heard a little of that for a couple of days afterwards. And I'm telling you, I did not have kind things to say to them. And Michelle Obama basically said it to an entire country, is things aren't going to go perfectly, but if you take your eyes off the ultimate prize, because you let perfect be the enemy of the good, then you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting an entire country.
Trigvi Olson, we had right next to you yesterday, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin, Sarah Rodriguez. Fantastic. I think we were both phenomenally impressed. She talked yesterday about this, about, look, I'm here to represent all Wisconsinites, and talked in terms of inclusivity. I thought Michelle Obama, to Pat's point, did that on a national scale.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Obama's speech, you forget how good both of the Obamas really were at speaking and calming people down, well, moving them in a direction that they're looking to politically, like both of them. And in some ways, her speech was probably better than his. Certainly at hitting the kind of voters, you know, in a place like Wisconsin 3, who are going to decide this thing. You know, the reality is, you know, Donald Trump's doing a lot better amongst white dudes. And there are places in the state, like where Pat is, where you have college-educated white guys whose wives, daughters, everybody that's female in their life is supporting Harris, and they're on the fence, right? Or Michelle Obama's speech, I think, helped with both how those women have the conversation with the men in their lives, but also in moving the men.
Yeah, I'll never be tired of somebody basically saying to another group, get over yourself. that we're all in this together, and we all have to do our part, and that includes sometimes maybe voting for a person or a party that you might not normally be predisposed to support. But when you look at the alternative, you know, it turns out that the one that you normally wouldn't support is the one who's actually closer to your values than the person who wears the label of the party you used to think was better.
Guys, I mean, both of you guys worked in politics for a long time. You know, Republican and Democratic parties. Isn't this the sign of a winner? I mean, Barack Obama was a winner. George W. Bush was a winner. Bill Clinton was a winner because they knew how to. Joe Biden was a winner because they built coalitions and didn't get siloed. Pat Greitlow, to me, this message that we're hearing out of the Democratic convention thus far, out of the Harris camp, we heard from the Obamas last night, was building a coalition, not being myopic like we heard up at Milwaukee at the RNC.
Well, and especially don't get overconfident, because there's a lot of good feeling that comes out of here, and that's great. But then you've got to translate it into, you know, regular everyday English back home for voters who aren't that jazzed up yet, as Tony Evers would say, you know, not that energized yet, not that enthused. They still just see a bunch of political ads and go, oh, what, you know, what's in there for me? And so it was a good reminder over and over again to these delegates and volunteers and leaders to, you know, remember to take this to your main streets and your neighborhoods and talk to your neighbors that way, because if you just assume everybody else feels as good as you, you're going to be sorely disappointed come November.
Trigvi Olson, just a couple more thoughts on the overall from both Obamas last night, besides what we brought up, any other kind of money lines or takeaways that you really felt strongly about?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just keep coming back to, and Todd, you know, we were in Milwaukee as well, the contrast between the optics of the two conventions. And I think Democrats have done a really good job of conveying that while reassuring on some of the cultural things that are really going to matter to, like, those Evers-Johnson voters in Wisconsin.
Pat Greitlow, about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, you guys have an amazing setup there wherever you are. It's a two-camera setup. I'm watching you guys.
I mean, this is the best one.
This is the best public access show that you guys could ever hope to put together.
Wayne's World.
It's Wayne's World started someplace, gentlemen. And I only see you guys going up from here. Scott Ross and McCoshin better watch out. You're going to take their slot on public TV.
To quote Donald Trump, no way. Way. Back after this from Chicago. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better. Fast.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For like the basement of like the United Center, I'm stoked. I'm here with my buddy Trigby. Way, welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the United Center at the Democratic National Convention, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the old Mississippi River, and all points in between. Wherever you are taking us over your lunch hour across Wisconsin, we thank you for that across Civic Media's Radio Network. We are back here at the United Center. So happy to have, of course, Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project, with us, as he is every Wednesday. And right now, welcoming to the anchor desk here, Kelly Robinson. She is the president of the Human Rights Campaign. Ms. Robinson, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, happy to be here.
And here's the thing about it. As a gay man, I love this because I like to quote Paula Deen. You have the logo there on of the Human Rights Campaign on your, and Paula Deen used to say, y'all, it's like two sticks of butter. I mean, it's fantastic. it's absolutely fantastic. Tell folks who might not be aware what you all do, what your organization does.
Yeah, the Human Rights Campaign. We are the largest LGBTQ plus civil rights organization in the country, advocating on behalf of our community, and that's why we're here at the DNC.
So what is your role here? Well, I mean, obviously the president of the organization, but what is important to you while you're here in Chicago?
You know, I want to make sure that the community sees how powerful we are. Mm-hmm. There are over 800 LGBTQ plus delegates today at the DNC. That's huge. There are only about 4,000 total. You're saying almost a quarter of them are a member of our community. Not only that, when you look across the country, there are 75 million voters that prioritize LGBTQ plus issues when deciding who to vote for. 75 million is more than the total number of registered voters in every battleground state combined. So in the moments that we're feeling nervous about this election or anxious, the antidote to that is to take action and to do it with the members of our community, because if we vote, if we show up, we're going to win.
I was really struck. We were talking in the last segment with our colleague Pat Kreitlow about the Obamas, Michelle and Barack Obama, President Obama's speeches last night. And we agreed, I think, that amongst us three, that Michelle was really the big star of the evening, because she put it in terms that folks could understand of inclusivity without beating people over the head. That we're all just people at the end of the day, no matter whether we're gay, straight, black, white, whatever it may be. We're Americans.
Exactly. And for me, it was her tone that really resonated. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit less they go low, we go high, and more mess around and find out. And I liked that, right? Like, right, I think that's right. What people need. We're ready to kind of be in this defiant mix and still find the joy in the fight. Mm-hmm. The other thing I thought was really special, especially comparing this convention to the RNC, is what patriotism looks like, right? Yeah, you had people holding signs saying, USA, USA. And for being a black queer person that grew up in the Midwest, there have been so many chapters of American history where I never felt that people that were chanting USA included and would advocate for people that looked and loved like me. Yeah, but wow. In that room, it showed me what patriotism really is. Mm-hmm. It's fighting for all of us, because as you said, the greatest strength of this nation is our diversity.
We were talking about this yesterday, about the fact that we were both former Republicans, okay? Mm-hmm. And we said, it used to be, we went to our conventions and it was USA and flags and patriotism, and the finger was always pointed at the Democrats as the opposite. Trigby, you were talking about, this is just flipped.
Yeah, it's flipped, but, you know, I was thinking about after we said that. I mean, it's flipped for a few reasons. One is
you know, as America, sort of that pursuit of being you know, more perfect nation, right? Like, we've had some bad moments as a nation in terms of division, but we've also, if we look at the longer arc, going back, you know, Obama getting elected, even 9/11 in a way that we came together for a bit, then it kind of got squandered. I think there's probably people on the left that do feel more engaged and connected to the country, right? Marriage equality happened. Like,
yeah.
And it might be why the shock of Dobbs was so big to so many.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. If you have a time machine, I'm not going to get in it. Right. There's no period in America or the world better for me to be a black queer woman than right now. Right. And still, there's work to do ahead. And I think that we can sit in that duality, right? Mm-hmm. And what has happened over the last couple of years with the overturning of Roe v. Wade with the Dobbs decision is that it became very clear that if you want to advance this country and not move back, mm-hmm. all of our rights are too fragile to sit on mm-hmm. the sidelines. So I think that you have people not taking for granted what we have to do to make this American project a reality that can actually feed all of us and all of our families, and experiencing the acute impacts of leadership mm-hmm. that can roll us back swiftly and quickly if we don't show up.
We have a great U.S. Senator in Tammy Baldwin, who happens to be gay. We both know her. I know her fairly well. And she's been on this show. And what I think Trigby and I love about her is that nothing wrong with leading first with your sexuality, but she leads first as a senator who cares about everyone, somebody who loves the Packers, as Trigby points out, who finishes her beer in northern Wisconsin when she goes to a bar. She makes alliances with otherwise Republican folks in Wisconsin Dells who want better roads and brings infrastructure, and she just happens to be a gay person. And I love that about her, that she puts herself and her humanness and what she does for Wisconsinites first, because I think more that we, as a guy who didn't come out till 38, I think that when people know you as a person first, they really don't care about your sexuality.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, people often ask me, like, what are the top priorities right now for the LGBTQ community? Mm-hmm. I'm like, we are everyone. I mean, it's the same priorities that teachers care about. Right. It's the same priorities that working people care about. Right. It's the same things that we all care about. We want our kids to be safe. I do think that it matters, though, right now, that we understand that they're attacking institutions, right, mm-hmm. to reduce our safety in them.
100%.
So there's something acute there, especially with these Supreme Court decisions that are undermining, you know, affirmative action that created the 303 creative decision that created a legal loophole to discriminating against LGBTQ plus people. That, yes, we all have the same values and hopes in life, but there's also an acute attack to remove some of us from being able to participate in public life that we've got to address.
Totally agree. I mean, marriage equality, I remember in 2011 when the Supreme Court codified it, and I love the Willie Nelson quote, asking Rolling Stone. They said, Willie, what do you think about gay marriage? He goes, oh, I'm all for it. He says, you know, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. I mean, because it just brings it all down. Like, we're all human. And I love that, you know, the human rights campaign, because we're all just human. But you're absolutely right. I was fortunate. I didn't lose any friends or family when I came out, because it was later in life. But it's important for people like me to remember there are people who are ostracized, and there has to be places for them, and they have to feel family, and there has to be people fighting for them.
I have somebody that I've been friends with for a long time who's a semi-closeted, you know, gay male, because where he's from in rural Wisconsin, parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, that still exists, particularly more so with middle-aged and, you know, people who didn't have a chance to. Like,
I just want to give you a quick 30 seconds, 40 seconds. What do you want people to know going away from this campaign, from this convention?
Yeah, I want people to know that November 5th is the last day of the election and not the first, right? Mm-hmm. Early voting is going to open in a couple weeks. You can still register to vote. We have to do everything that we can every day that we can to win. And I want folks to know, too, that the election isn't the end of this. You can do something every day to make sure that in your community, in your environment, especially queer and trans kids, know that they are accepted and that they are safe.
100%. 100%. Kelly Robertson, President of the Human Rights Campaign, you're spectacular.
Back at you.
And you're welcome on this program anytime. Come back when you got more time another time, all right?
Awesome.
Time.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Kelly Robertson, President of the Human Rights Campaign, appreciate her so much. Another spectacular person on the other side, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is going to win this race in the 8th. Mark my words, she's going to be right here when we come back. It's the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media. Right in the
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
All the moisture this year put pressure on some hop growers. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. Four Winds Farm in Fitchburg raises 4 acres of hops. Some of their crop was impacted by a newer disease, halo blight. This is according to farm manager Joey Dunscombe.
So we have a pretty regular schedule to take care of our powdery mildew stuff. So we stayed on top of that for the most part. We did get some halo blight in one of our varieties, which is a brand new disease in hops. First recognized in like 2018 and then like officially recognized in 2021 or something like that. That is something that can happen in hops. We experienced that and we're like, holy cow, what is that? Like we've never seen this on a hop cone before. And then we brought it into the UW and they confirmed halo blight. So, yeah, I think every year there's a new struggle.
Joey Dunscombe along with us. He's the farm manager at Four Winds Farm in Fitchburg, where they raise 4 acres of hops. These hops go to the Wisconsin Hop Exchange after they're harvested in August and go to local Wisconsin breweries. He says despite the halo blight issue, the majority of the hop crop does look good this year. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at commodity prices next.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wednesday from Chicago, corn and soybeans are moving a little higher. Cash corn is up a penny at $3.76 a bushel. December new crop corn is up 0.75 cents at $3.98 3/4. Cash beans are up a penny and a half at $9.58 3/4. November new crop beans also up a penny and a half at $9.77 1/2. But cash and new crop wheat is trading lower, down 10 cents at $5.23 a bushel. Looking at the Class 3 milk contracts, September milk is sitting neutral at $22.50 a hundredweight. The October Class 3 milk contract is down 12 cents at $22.56. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Super sunny today and comfortable, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 70s alongside calm winds. As we stay clear tonight, we drop crisp, and a few more clouds will be out there tomorrow. Under partly sunny skies, we'll hit highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning from Chicago, we'll preview the big night for Kamala Harris as the vice president accepts the presidential nomination at the Democratic Convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Todd Allball Show live from the United Center here in Chicago, Wisconsin at the Chicago, Illinois. I, honest to God, I've had nothing to drink this morning. It is coming up here at 34 and a half minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zomers, what'd you dial up there for us?
Why, that's Dr. Lyerly's theme song, You Don't Own Me, by Leslie Gore.
I know. And as it happens, and we've talked about this a little bit the last couple of days, security seems to be maybe a little tighter in some ways. But I don't know about you, Trigvy. Again, you've been to a lot of these on the Republican side. I was trying to get out last night at about, 5 o'clock, and I had to wait a half an hour to get out. I mean, the setup here is just not ideal in terms of logistics.
Well, because the entire thing is is predicated on letting good people inside and making it as hard as possible for bad people to get in, which leads to it's going to be really hard once good people are in to get them out.
So anyway, that's what we're up against here is Dr. Lyerly is on the outside looking in, but by golly.
And we're on the inside looking out.
Exactly.
And somehow we've got to.
But by golly, here's what's going on. Brian Kelly, who is running our sound for us, is such a wonderful guy. He has taken a credential and he is on his way to give Dr. Lyerly a personal escort in. So she'll be here soon.
But yes, with your Secret Service credential.
With my credential. With my credential. Yes.
Right.
So I'm credentialist. But have no fear. We have people on the phone calling in 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe who is first here, Mr. Somers?
That would be Troy in Mount Horeb.
All right, Troy in Mount Horeb. Always a pleasure, Troy. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Oh, my God. First of all, Trigby, I got involved in union because of you. So
that's awesome.
That.
Thank you.
First time I've talked to you since then. So
yep. That's awesome. Thank you.
I was at the rally last night. Thank you. I was at the rally last night, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, now, granted.
In Milwaukee. You're talking about in Milwaukee.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, in Milwaukee. The place was packed. Now, I've been to the NFC Championship game. I've been to the Eastern Conference Finals. I went to the World Series in 82, Game 4. This place was as loud as any of that. We couldn't hear the good part. We couldn't hear the good part of Tony's speech when
really?
They did the Wisconsin delegation.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't hear it because everybody was screaming so loud. It was just amazing. The place was completely full. There were a few boxes that they didn't fill up. But I guess there were people waiting outside. They could have brought them in. But the diversity of the crowd, the young people, the older I'm 57. There were older people than I. A lot of younger people than I.
Right.
Women, men, black, all different people.
Right.
It was just, I can't say enough about how amazed I was by the whole experience.
Well, I think, Troy, just the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice, and you're running through the NFC Championship game for the Packers. I mean, Bucks, to say that topped all that, Trigvy, I think this is what you've been talking about is, and you've seen this in other campaigns in your career, it's kind of like lightning in a bottle, and you can't manufacture it.
No, you can't. And, the question is, one of the questions is, Harris has had such a good run in the polls over the last 30 days. Typically, you have your convention, you get a bounce from the convention. Trump got no bounce from his convention. Now, how much of that is how established Trump is? How much of that was the convention didn't give anything to the people that you'd need it to give to get a bounce?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't change perceptions. Or maybe it was all that was going on with Biden, right? Harris is going to have this convention. It's going to be a real question. How much of a bounce can she still get given, she's gained 6 to 8 points in the polls? I actually think she might be able to sustain it just a little bit.
Wow. Incredible.
Because it's speaking to kind of what we call these Dobbs dads. I've talked about them before, democracy first moms. But Dobbs dads, really, who are sort of sitting there conflicted,
Yeah, really great. Troy, thanks for calling. Really appreciate your listenership as always. Glad you were down there and had a great time. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Before we go to L.A., Tom, Mr. Zomers, I'd like to take this clip. I want to play from last night. This is David Plouffe, and of course, he ran Obama World. Now he is back in helping run Harris World. And he talked to Matt Smith from WISN-TV Channel 12 in Milwaukee last night about why it was important to have Harris and Walz up in Milwaukee last night. Here's David Plouffe.
Why is she in Wisconsin inside Pfizer Forum Tuesday night? What's the significance of that in the midst of DNC?
Well, first of all, we only have 77 days left. So even though the convention's going on here, if you've got an opportunity to get to a battleground state as important as Wisconsin's going to be, you take it. Secondly, Trump delivered his convention address there. I think she'd like to contrast what she do as president with what Donald Trump said a few weeks ago in Milwaukee in that arena. But Wisconsin's going to be critical, as it always is. And so, you know, the one thing that keeps me up at night is tomorrow there'll be 76 days left. Like, there's only so much time to get into battleground states and make your case to voters, and she's very focused on doing that in a direct way.
What is your biggest concern that you see in Wisconsin in terms of winning the state? As you know, 10, 20, 30,000 at best voters right. are going to decide that.
Well, that's what's the biggest concern. It's just going to be close.
Yeah.
So I think Kamala Harris has the enthusiasm required to build the kind of organization to win a close state. The Wisconsin State Party under Ben Wickler is a great organizing machine. So there's good apparatus there. The folks in that state have won a lot of close elections up and down the ballot over the last few years. So we're very confident in that. But in this election, you know, Wisconsin's not going to be decided by more than a couple points. You know, unless Donald Trump really closes poorly, I still think Kamala Harris has some upside.
David Plouffe now running the Harris World, Trigvy.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically saying what I'm saying, and I think that's because probably we look at, you know, numbers that end up looking similar. But yeah, there is some opportunity for growth. That opportunity for growth is among sort of those right of center. They're probably currently voting for Baldwin. You know, it's the Evers Johnson people. They're going to decide late. But yeah, they're sitting there. I think what I've seen so far, you know, we've still got to see tonight. But honestly, tonight should be wheelhouse for those people.
Right.
Why you got Walz on the stage, right?
And he was great in Milwaukee last night.
Yeah.
And the logistics last night, they was seamless between what happened here in Chicago and bringing out Harris and Walz on the stage in Milwaukee simultaneously and showing it here in Chicago.
Right.
And she's talking to two filled arenas simultaneously. That was brilliant.
Yeah, that actually was really well executed. The other thing that was well executed about it, which might seem small, that occurred, and then what happened?
Obama came out.
Right.
Right.
You don't want to be following the Obamas.
No,
that's like
no.
being a polka band from Pulaski going on after the Rolling Stones.
No offense to the great folks of Pulaski.
No, no offense to people in Pulaski, but right. that's what it's like.
No, that's a great analogy. Love it. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, guys. First off, Todd, I heard you were down on Halstead last night. Is that right?
I was in my hotel room quietly watching by myself. Thank you very much. No Boys Town for Toddy.
No, I was going to say that I have a great commercial for you, Trigby. You could, since Donald Trump is talking about rapists and he's talking about people that kill people and all this
right.
kind of stuff, maybe do a commercial where you where he's talking about rapists and then have a mirror in front of him.
Right.
Because he probably can find a rapist pretty damn easy since he can just look himself in the mirror and see it.
You needed to put that request into Wilson yesterday.
I know.
That's a good idea, though.
I don't have that access to him, so I was wondering maybe you could pass that along to him.
I will pass it along. It's good.
Anything else, Tom?
You know, I'm a joyful democracy warrior because I don't want Project 2025. I don't want someone knocking on my door in the middle of the night and disappearing me. And I know people may think that's hyperbolic, but it isn't. This is either Handmaid's Tale or the democracy that we have. And I would hope that people that really love their LGBTQ plus family members, brothers, sisters, friends, I really hope they think about this because it's very easy for them to call us gender traitors. And it's very easy for them to disappear us in the middle of the night if Donald Trump does become the authoritarian dictator that he wants to be. Besides the fact that women, you know, having the government tell a woman what to do with their body, which they've already started putting Project 2025 already into place in some states. And I just hope people wake up and they really don't let that happen.
L.A. Tom, thanks so much. Always appreciate the call. Trigvi, we had Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez here. Mm-hmm. I thought the most poignant part of that, there was a lot of great stuff in it, but when she told the story of her kids who are half Latino, mm-hmm. I have godsons who are half Latino. I have Latino people in my family, and they have felt the same thing that the last time Trump got in. And now again, am I in danger of being rounded up for who I am and the way I look? That's very real for a large segment of Americans.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, when Trump came down the golden escalator and all of that sort of unfolded, right?
Mm.
For me, the leaving of the GOP was really... You know, I started seeing the people that were on the opposite side of, like, McCain and I from Ukraine appearing. But another really defining moment for me was when my daughter in September came home from school and was asking me if her friend was going to be sent back to Mexico if Trump came back, and why was I a Republican and backing, you know? Ulu's in, like, second grade. And I said that to a very prominent Wisconsin person who was involved in Republican politics and ended up going to work for Trump. You know, how do I answer that? Like, I'll start laying off Trump, because this person had called me and said, you got to stop being so harsh on Trump. I said, I'll lay off when you can tell me how you answer that question. You know, how
what did the person question? Say?
They didn't have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, but that's not answering my daughter's question, right?
Exactly.
I think what's awesome about the lieutenant governor is she's like an average person
right.
who got really torqued off about something and said, I'm going to make a difference. That's inspirational.
And it really is inspirational. It really, really is. 855-752-4842. I believe is it Totter Billy from the north side of Madison on the line? Is that correct, Totter? Go ahead.
That's me. It's Totter Billy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you? What do you got for us?
Well, you know, I'm not much of a student of political conventions, and so I don't know that much about the history of how they tend to go down. But, you know, what I really wish I was seeing more of, I want to see Colin Allred. I want to see Lucas Kuntz. I want to see John Tester. The presidential election is a huge deal, there's races up and down that are so important, and I just would love to see the convention elevating the voices of and creating some star power for, you know, some of these people in other races that we really need to win if we're actually going to make progress and enact new policies rather than just fighting a rear guard action by having a president that can only veto a Republican Congress and fight with a deeply conservative reactionary Supreme Court. So I just wish, I want to see those people and get people fired up about them.
Great call. Really appreciate it, Totter Billy. Trigvi, what about that? I mean, you go ahead.
Well, I mean, some conventions that there's more of that and some there's less, right? Like
right.
Barack Obama was a candidate for the U.S. Senate when he ended up giving the speech, there's not a red America, you know,
right.
Like we love a mighty God and the blue America and right.
The speech.
And there are plenty of gay people in red America. Right. Like, it was the red or blue speech.
Yeah.
They're on the stage. It's just not prime time.
Yeah. We'll come back to talk more about that. Take more of your phone calls as well. We have Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If Brian Kelly can find her, he's on his way. They're on their way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Lyerly Show live from Chicago, the Democratic National Convention on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here. We are live at the Democratic National Convention at the United Center here. Many different angles. It's fantastic. We have cameras everywhere, the secret cameras of Civic Media. And look who's peeking in, the remarkable headhunter, Brian Kelly, who knows how to go out and get things done, has escorted Dr. Lyerly here to our very own table. Mr. Kelly, great job.
Thank you. It was awesome. We had fun. It was really quick. Honestly, compared to everything, went out there, just said hi, went in, bam, done.
Well, thank you. We appreciate all your help getting here.
I left my contraband here. That's fine.
Dr. Lyerly, Kristen Lyerly, that is, a great OBGYN doctor. She is a great person, and we are happy to have her back on the show. She is running for the congressional seat, the open congressional seat in the 8th Congressional District. The fabulous woman from Kaukauna, Dr. Lyerly, how are you?
Oh, my hometown.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Galloping Ghost. And thanks for playing my my own personal playlist there to get us started
that
out
with. That was Zomers. That was
who
all Zomers.
Who runs the world?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Girls and women. At least they should.
That's what we're feeling like in northeastern Wisconsin. Do you know that we have more women running for the seats up there than men? In northeast Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really, really amazing.
Yeah.
Well, bring folks up to speed. You've been on our show before. You've been a regular on Pat Kreitlow's for a long time. We know you're a great doctor. We know that you bring compassion and understanding to our airwaves, but also to this campaign. How's the campaign been going?
It's so good. We are having so much fun, and the enthusiasm is infectious. Everybody who's involved is there because they love it, not because they're obligated, not because they have to, but because they really love it. So we've got our team together. We're getting our ground game up and running. Our social media presence is fantastic, and the buy-in from people from around the country, we've had over 35,000 people pitch in to help our campaign. Talk about grassroots, Todd.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah. I have a highly plugged-in friend, Democrat from Marin County in San Francisco, and she called me the other day. I guess she's going out there in a week or two to knock doors with a group of them.
Yeah, this is a story that...
I mean, they're flying in from Marin.
It resonates.
Right. And you're right. Which makes them like Eric Hovde.
We had Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez here yesterday, and I'm just so impressed with her. She's fantastic. One of the things, like you, Dr. Lyerly, is that she talks about inclusivity, that she's not here just to represent Democrats, but Wisconsinites. She's a cheerleader. Like, our former governor, Tommy Thompson, back in the day, not so much now, but back in the day when he was a cheerleader for Wisconsin, you do the same thing. And that's what I love about your campaign, the positivity and the inclusivity.
I'm maybe more of a mascot, but yeah, I'd go there. Yeah, it is. It's about that. Well, I mean, we all have been Republicans in the past. Now, I wasn't a card-carrying Republican, but I definitely voted that way. It is not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about shared values. And that's what we're hearing when we're having conversations in the district. People are not thinking about partisanship. They're thinking about, how am I going to afford to put food on my table? How am I going to afford to retire? You know, am I going to be able to get that education for myself or my kids so that they can have a brighter future? People are really worn down. And we owe them better. As leaders, we owe them better.
Trigvi and I have been traveling around the state. We were in Green Bay, of course, a couple of times this year, but traveled all over the state. And I spent a lot of time in Shawano because my dad and my stepmom live there. So I get a lot of TV and stuff from the 8th. And one of the guys who lost, Roger Roth, I mean, the ads he was running, you'd think that Green Bay was on the border of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said about education and healthcare, Trigvi, that's what we're hearing from real people
all
over the state. And it's so refreshing to have a candidate like you that reflects the values and what's on the minds of people in Wisconsin.
But here's the other thing. Contrast that to what her opponent's doing, what Eric Hovde's trying to do to Baldwin, right? In all those cases, they are appealing to solely to the base sort of campaign, right?
Right.
Like there's nothing in their what they're running on except for trying to throw grievance to these people, and say, oh, it's the sucking on lemons and grapefruit all day long.
It's and, fear and divisiveness
yeah, and
instead
I think
of joy
are
and hope.
Fed up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're fed up with it.
Oh, we've heard it from Sarah Rodriguez. We heard it from Michelle Obama last night
in
particular, right?
Yes.
It's this bringing people in, making something larger than ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not making it about one person.
Mm-hmm.
And tell folks what you're hearing as you knock on doors in Shawano and Green Bay and Appleton.
We're hearing exactly that. We're hearing that people have felt isolated. They've felt left behind. In Northeast Wisconsin, in the last cycle, 2 years ago, a third of those seats went unchallenged. Mm-hmm. And that means that the representatives there didn't have to represent. They didn't have to work for their jobs. So these people haven't had any contact with their legislators in a long time. For some people, more than a decade. So as we are getting out and knocking on doors and talking to people, they feel encouraged. They feel heard. That's what they want more than anything. And I got to say, the number one issue that I hear from them is they're tired of politics. Mm-hmm. They don't trust the leaders. They look at this ineffective Congress, the least effective Congress in decades. Yeah, they look at our ineffective state legislature. They know that there's money for PFAS relief in Peshtigo, but they know it's not being spent to help them, and they need it.
Right.
They need it. So let's get the government working for the people again.
Well, a little over a minute and a half left. Give us your pitch to your people that you'd like to vote for you in the 8th Congressional District where you talk to them.
Oh, man. We talk a lot about reproductive rights. I'm an OBGYN doctor, and everybody's got a story about reproductive rights, whether they're young or old, men or women. It has affected all of our lives. But, you know, we talk about the economy. We talk about immigration. That's something on the top of people's minds. We address issues that people are concerned about. And we know that they want hope. They want connection. That's what we are bringing. We're inviting them all in. Like you said, inclusivity. I've done this my whole life. I mean, I'm the mom of four boys. I'm like, come on, bring your friends over. Let's have a party in the backyard.
Right.
It's all about that sense of community, the people in your life, your family. You know, it's about your people.
If people want to get involved, how do they get a hold of you?
KristenForWisconsin.com. That's our website, and I'm on all the socials as well.
KristenForWisconsin.com and all the socials. See, Trigvi, whether it's Sarah Rodriguez or Kristen Lyerly, you just feel better after sitting and talking with them.
They have a lot of, I mean, the contrast in candidates is, it just in terms of, you know, it makes me sad as a former Republican to say that because people who used to run as Republicans, and I see this all around the country, are not running as Democrats.
But it gives me hope to have candidates like Dr. Lyerly here
who are bringing 100%. That excitement. Yeah, I don't mean that as a slight on the Democrats. No.
We can fix it.
Yeah.
Let's fix it, guys.
There you go. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly. We appreciate you.
Thanks, fellas.
Stay tuned. Hour two is straight ahead. We are live from Chicago, the Democratic convention, rather, here in Chicago. On the other side, Billy Mack is here in the house. We'll talk to him hockey as well.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host. I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.